This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two. Our scheduled three-hour performance. We do this every night, which is great. It's always a different set of hosts. It's always a different set of co-hosts, and that's what makes it interesting, and it's always different subjects. Of course, what's interesting about Free Talk Live to me is that it is an open phone show, which means you can change the subject anytime you like. All you have to do is call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in studio is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
Rich Paul.
And we've been discussing New Zealand and New Zealand's efforts. They've got some legislation in the channel right now to ban assault weapons, and we got a very vague description of what assault weapons are. To me, it just sounds like things that are semi-automatic and look scary, which is pretty much all what all assault weapons bans are about. A gun I always love to talk about is the Ruger Mini 14. It's a great little gun. They make a ranch model. It will hold a high-capacity magazine. It will fire semi-automatically, but it looks like a hunting rifle.
Are we giving New Zealanders too little credit? I mean, is it possible that as we speak, there are people in New Zealand saying, this is why we've held on to our guns all of these years, because the government might become tyrannical? And we will know the government has become tyrannical when they come to take the guns. There's got to be somebody in New Zealand saying, Molen Labe,
right,
come and take them.
Right.
You know? And I would love to hear from any such people if you can, you know, if you exist in New Zealand.
And you happen to be listening to our show. If you are, please call in. Or anybody who's been to New Zealand. I just like to know a little bit more about the culture. Because the only glimpses of New Zealand we get are either through documentaries about the filming of Lord of the Rings or something tragic like what happened down there with the mosque attacks. And that's really a shame.
NPR, by the way, does have an article, since you were asking about it. New Zealand gun owners react to possible new restrictions from government. Would you like to hear what they have to say? So you mentioned earlier, Rich, the estimated 1.2 million guns in the country. They cite that number, and they say that's the equivalent of one gun for every four people. Now they say it looks like the government there is prepared to take swift action to restrict or possibly ban semi-automatic weapons in the wake of the worst shooting in the country's history. Rob Schmitz is the reporter who's there talking to people, and he says that owning a gun in New Zealand is a privilege, not a right. Now, what's the difference between a privilege and a right?
Privilege comes from privis legis in Latin, which means private law, and it's when the law treats one person differently from another. So if you have a driver's license, you have the privilege of driving. If you have a gun license, you have the privilege of owning a gun.
And a privilege is something you have to ask for that is bestowed upon you by...
Yes, it's not yours by right.
Yeah, right.
A right is something you are born with, that you retain throughout your life, whether or not you sell some weed.
For example.
Schmitz writes, "It's the last thing Thomas Jones tells me after he and a few friends jump in their truck after buying an AR-15 assault rifle from Gun City in Christchurch, the shop that sold Friday's alleged attacker some of his guns. Jones and his friends, all dressed in camouflage, are eager to go hunting with their new rifle, so they agree to an interview on the phone while they drive to the mountains. Jones says gun ownership isn't enshrined in the New Zealand Constitution like it is in the U.S.
Boo!
And gun enthusiasts like him don't have an organization like the NRA to represent them. By the way, the NRA is
also
like the worst.
Also boo.
Like, right. The NRA is like the worst gun organization in the United States.
Yeah, yeah, Gun Owners of America is less compromising. You know, there are also specific gun rights groups like
level.
The Pink Ponies, which
right.
is LGBT. There's Black Guns Matter. There's the Huey Newton Gun Club.
And if you get
this
down,
this is not just for white people. Everybody should be getting guns.
Right, and I will guarantee you there is a gun rights group in every state. Now, you threw out a statistic mm-hmm. where there's one assault rifle for every four Kiwis.
Just 1.2 million guns, so it'd be one gun for every four poor people.
Right. Now, comparatively, the United States is about 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm. There's 300 million, right?
Yeah, 300 million, and where our population is approximately 320 million last time I counted. We're going to hop to the phones, and we're going to talk to Sarah. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was told that, like, if you own a business, even if you have a business loss, you could write it off, most of the businesses. So what does that mean, that you never actually lose money because you get to write it off? How does that work?
Well, let me tell you.
It means that you don't have to pay taxes on the money you lost. You don't have it. You lost it.
You still lose
money. That's what
money.
Lost means.
You're always
you seem a little lost on the meaning of lost.
If you write things off, there's different ways to write things off in a business, but one of the things that a lot of businesses do is they reinvest. So everybody loves to talk about Amazon, and they paid zero taxes with $18 billion in profits.
They were too busy making jobs.
Is that what they were doing? Well, a lot of what Amazon has done and the key to their success over their lifetime has been to invest in new technology and invest in distribution systems and things like that. So it's not that they just had that money and they pocketed it. They took their profits and they reinvested back into the business so they can become even more evil to you. Does that help, Sarah?
Well, I wanted to know how that would work with the apartment complex owners, because I want to know that whether they rent. What I'm saying is, I have a really loud music neighbor, and then they stay here playing music all day, all night, and they run everybody out. But that's the thing: whether he rents to 3 people or 300 apartments, that's a write-off. He could care less.
That right? Is so funny listening to you.
That's how it works.
You really have no idea what business is about.
Wow.
She's never even had a job in her life, so, I mean, it's understandable she wouldn't even be connected in any way, shape, or form to, you know, the difficulties of running a business.
But in any case,
thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Wow.
I mean, can you even explain what she is there an answer to what it is she's even talking about?
No.
Okay.
I enjoy talking to Sarah, but some Sarah calls are too Sarah for me.
Sarah, but good Lord.
Well, is it stupidity or just ignorance? I mean, it could
be. My God, though. Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I want to try my hand at answering this. As somebody who really doesn't know much about, deductions and taxes and all that.
Reality.
Right. Whether you're paying taxes or not, Sarah, if you lose money, it's lost. It doesn't come back magically from the tax man or something like that. It's you're failing as a business in that case.
You don't just get a check?
No, and that's why businesses go out of business. That's why when you look around, wherever it is that you live there in Albuquerque and you don't see the same businesses that you grew up with there, that's because those companies folded at some point. They couldn't make it work. They couldn't change with the times. They weren't able to keep things relevant. Woolworths, of course, great example, right? It's a company that was on top for a long time. It was working for decades for them, and then they went under. Interestingly, they're still in business in Mexico.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And those buildings get sold off and they get replaced by things that the consumer does want.
That's right.
That's the process that Joseph Schumpeter called creative destruction.
Creative destruction. Well, more on creative destruction, maybe. But we'll be talking about other things, too. 855-450-FREE.
Like drugs.
Like drugs. We're going to talk about drugs. But we're going to talk about more in just a few moments. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733, and we've been talking kiwis and guns. Not the fruit.
Not the fruit.
Not the fruit, but the people of New Zealand who, whether they like it or not, their government is pushing legislation forward to ban assault weapons, and they gave a very loose description of what that is. That's usually how gun control works. They leave these things intentionally vague so they can grab every other gun that seems somehow related to what they are banning and making illegal in the first place. In studio tonight is Chris Ian and Rich Paul.
Hey, can I tell you about someplace you can carry guns?
Really?
It's Forkfest 2019.
That's a great one.
Coming up in about 3 months. It's going to be June 13th through the 18th at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And as long as you're not prohibited by law as far as like being a felon or whatever, you can carry guns at the Forkfest. And even if you are a felon, as long as you aren't in front of any cops, you'll probably be all right. Because the crowd there is pretty reasonable when it comes to this kind of stuff. You go to forkfest.party, and that is where you'll find the unofficial Telegram chat room and Forkfest forum where you can connect with other people who are intending to attend and who have attended in the past as well. But one of the things that has always happened historically at Rogers Campground is libertarians who are hanging out there and the voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists who are there at the event, a lot of them love to open carry. And New Hampshire is a place where open carry is legal. So, of course, it's also legal on this particular private property where the owner absolutely respects your right to bear arms, and many people do. So if you want to exercise that right, just, again, it's fun for people from, like, California who don't ever get to touch guns, basically, to come up here. And not only can they touch a gun, they can strap one on and walk around with it. It's fun stuff. Forkfest.party, June 13th through the 18th, is a decentralized libertarian camping festival, meaning that everybody is in control of themselves and their own campground, wherever it is that they're camping. As long as you get yourself a campsite, whether it be an RV or kind of a, like a rural tent site or even in the motel, you get to decide what to do while you're at Forkfest. You want to just hang out and camp with other like-minded freedom lovers? That's cool. Or maybe you want to create a thing for those other attendees to do. Maybe you want to put on a musical event or a speaker series or poker game or something like that. You decide what to do at Forkfest. But I would recommend if you're going to do something, communicate it to the others who might be attending in advance, because there may be people there who want to help you with it, and they may want to know about it as well. And again, you can connect with them on the chat room and the forum, which you'll find over at forkfest.party. So we were talking about, you know, what are the responses from the gun owners in New Zealand? Now, of course, you don't want to go to NPR to get a real balanced viewpoint of things necessarily, but this was one of the stories that did come up when I looked for it, and they did go and interview some people that apparently were jumping in the back of a truck at a gun store in New Zealand. So they were at Gun City in Christchurch, which is the shop that sold the alleged attacker some of his guns. They were getting ready to go hunting, all dressed up in camouflage, but they were, you know, flagged down by this reporter, supposedly from NPR, and they agreed to do an interview by phone, where one of them, Thomas Jones, said that it's disappointing to have the government throw on us what one person did and punish 250,000 gun owners, at least just because of what one man's done. Another one, this is the reporter here, Rob Schmintz. He says 250,000 New Zealanders would have to give up their semi-automatic guns if the government bans them. For Jones, that would mean giving up 4 of his 12 guns. He says he uses these semi-automatic guns as part of his livelihood, as he owns a hunting business. And the government sometimes hires him to cull feral goats, an invasive species that have run rampant in rural New Zealand, by shooting scores of them with an AR-15 from a helicopter.
Nice.
A gun ban, says Jones, would also mean giving up a way of life in New Zealand.
I want that job.
That would be fun, but we do that in the United States. There's a lot of people that, you know, we may have a mutual friend who's down in Texas, but he does feral hogs, and, you know, it's a problem. So he goes out and takes care of them for farmers and stuff like that. If you ban a semi-automatic weapon, then I guess they're saying that you can still use a single-shot weapon, which means that between every round, you have to load another bullet in manually before you depress the trigger and another bullet comes out.
that. Which, for animals, isn't that bad, but for resisting your government puts you at a significant disadvantage.
It Absolutely. Does, or any other government. Even for animals, it's bad. So let's just say that you're being attacked by a bear. We have bears here.
Oh, my God, it's coming right at us.
Hold on, bear. I need to reload. You know, you can't do that. You need to fire as quickly as you possibly can.
Yeah,
so there's some real disappointing statements that are about to come out of the lips of these gun owners in New Zealand. One of them, this is Jones, says, quote, "We are not pro-gun. We're just Kiwis. It's just part of our heritage. We've shot since we were kids. If you don't shoot, at least somebody in your family does. You know, you go to the hunting store and it's all built around hunting and outdoors and you get your kids outside and stuff like that." The reporter then says, "But in the wake of Friday's shooting that left 50 people dead, many gun owners say something needs to be done to prevent this from happening again."
Do something.
Robert Miller is one of them. This is, again, another alleged gun owner there in New Zealand who says, quote, "Well, to be honest, I think the more military-style semi-automatic should be banned. There's no need for them. Probably the same with pistols. To be honest, gun registration, I think we need it because there's just no... there's no way of tracking a gun here if it's sold. You know, someone could sell one to a guy without a license.
Oh,
and
oh my
no
God.
Record of
Not
it being
that.
Sold.
What? To a guy without a license?
That, if you sell a gun to a guy without a license, that gun will go out and start shooting people by itself, won't
but
it?
I think that's the implication.
Uh-oh.
And we have, you know, the bulk of our audience is in the United States, and you guys, I'm sure people are sitting there going, well, you know, New Zealand, yeah, that kind of thing. Laws exactly like this are working their way through Congress.
And New Zealand is a rural place. New Zealand is not a place where you expect to see a gun ban because, you know, this is tough country. This is, you know, there's a lot of farmers in New Zealand.
Very rural.
It's very rural, so it's even more frightening.
But there's a certain, there's got to be, this is one of the things we talked about in the last few days on the show, was the attitude of people in New Zealand, given that they're not, they didn't grow up with freedom of speech.
Right.
They didn't grow up with freedom of, you know, to bear arms. They didn't grow up with these concepts. They may have had guns growing up, but they didn't have the right to them. And so they've always
lived. Their rights don't come from government.
Okay, right.
But
let's say their rights weren't respected.
It wasn't taught to them. It wasn't like me going to a military academy and having a guy in uniform teach me that the reason for the Second Amendment is so that the people can shoot the government if it gets out of hand.
They definitely don't learn that over there. So we have to understand that. From our perspective, as liberty-loving people who, you know, were raised to some extent at least, being around the right people, we came to these ideas through whatever means that we did. These ideas may not be presented regularly over there. Again, there's censorship that these people have grown up with their entire lives. You can't have a Cradle of Filth t-shirt, we learned. Those were banned. One of their tours was banned over there. Video games, books, movies. Many of these things have been censored and banned in New Zealand. It's just a different perspective.
More on that when we return. What do you think? Does it affect us? Of course it does.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending explosive devices in the mail to prominent critics of President Trump, is pleading guilty in a federal court. Last year, Sayoc sent devices that could have exploded to places like CNN headquarters in Manhattan and the home of former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and other outspoken Democrats who have criticized President Trump. President Trump says he wants to see a full range of free speech on college campuses and universities all across the country.
Federal agencies will use their authority under various grant-making programs to ensure that public universities protect First Amendment rights of their students.
Republican Governor of Mississippi Phil Bryant signs a bill on Thursday that bans abortions once doctors can trace a heartbeat with an ultrasound. That can come as early as 6 weeks in a pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. You can find out how to do that at discord.lrn.fm. And we've been talking New Zealand. And sadly, we haven't been talking about the tragedy, the initial tragedy, which was shooting up of some mosques, 50 people dead, and by some white supremacists in New Zealand.
He was not a white supremacist, though.
Well, I'm going by headlines. So, what did he say? Did he?
He said that he wanted to set off a civil war in the United States.
He wanted a race war.
I don't think it was a race war. Actually, I think his manifesto said that he wanted this. He thought the war in the United States was going to start over guns,
but then it would become a race war. I thought what the prediction was, but again, I didn't read the 74 page.
Right. The readings of
the ratings.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. The guy was a lunatic. And it's troubling. It certainly is. And it's troubling when let me rephrase that. It's troubling when people allow their governments to take away rights that we are born with that are inherent to the human condition, like the right of self-defense. And that's all this gun debate is about, is do you have the right to defend yourself, your body? Do you own your body? Do you have that right? Is that inherent to you?
And if it is, you should be able to use whatever means is necessary to defend yourself. We're going to turn to the phones and talk to Gia in California. Gia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. My name's Gia. I'm a young trans woman and a recent Antifa member, and I wanted to talk about New Zealand and transphobia real quickly.
Please. We've been looking for this call all night long.
Yeah, so I might be in the minority with this, but, like, I honestly feel that gun control in this case, like, I used to be against it, but I feel that it's warranted because stopping white supremacy is just the utmost priority. So whatever we have to take away from Nazis and neo-fascists, it doesn't matter. We should take it.
And it doesn't bother you that that means that the potential victims of these people won't have access to the to weapons to defend themselves. Because let me tell you the origin of gun control in America. Gun control came about by people like you, people who had a grudge against a particular race. You have a grudge against white people. Okay, I don't care about your grudge. They had a grudge against black people. Their grudge was wrong, too. And the thing is, they wanted to form this organization called the Ku Klux Klan, and they wanted to kill black people, okay? But the problem was that these black people had the right to keep and bear arms, and they weren't going softly into that dark night, but they were railing against the dying of the light. And so they formed militias, and they started to defend themselves. And the KKK said, we can't have these people defending themselves from us with guns. We outnumber them. So if we disarm everybody, then the majority has the majority of clubs and fists and rocks, and that's how the battle would be carried out. And the majority in a battle like that will win.
What say you, Jim?
Okay, well, maybe if the police weren't racist monsters to begin with. The thing is that less guns.
Maybe if the police were racist monsters to begin with, it would be a good idea not to have them be the only people with firearms, you idiot. What is the matter with you? Have you lost your mind?
He's from California.
Rich Paul, you're a scumbag. No, Rich Paul is a scumbag, and I'm going to get to my second point and get off the phone.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled of elderberries.
All right. Your second point is...
Your mother was an elephant queen. Anyway, listen, you were objectifying...
Oh, yes, he's triggered. He's triggered. Yes. Let the hate flow through you. Let it flow. Does it feel good?
And we're against fascists like you, Rich Paul, and you're objectifying Arya
Fascists
Demezzo.
Want everybody armed so they can defend themselves against the totalitarian government.
Gosh.
That is
That's
the key
right.
to fascism, you know.
And Rich Paul was staring at Arya, okay? He was making her uncomfortable. He was objectifying a
you're
trans
referring
woman.
To, for listeners that don't know, Arya is the host of a different show, Call to Freedom. She's on before Free Talk Live on an internet network called LRN.FM. What about Rich staring at Arya? I mean, she's not bad looking.
Well, it was disgusting. At first, it seemed all innocent, but every time our evil white cis scum like you guys rape a trans woman or a person of color. Oh, you're laughing? You think it's funny? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm from a different generation, and I don't
SJW, my brother.
I don't get called evil scum very often. Gia, thank you for the call. There was so much to mine there. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh!
But mm-hmm. we were all too wound up to dig for the nuggets that may or may not have been there in Gia's commentary.
Wow.
But we're going to change gears.
You're on a roll
bit.
Tonight, Rich. This is great. I'm enjoying the hell out of this.
Oh, groovy. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm in a good mood today.
Did you? Maybe you had some CBD.
Could be.
Did you?
There's
do
a
you
chance.
Did, well, you probably did because.
Well, I mean, I've smoked some weed, and weed's got CBD in it.
There's a good chance of CBD in that.
And there's always very important. We're going to talk about how CVS, you recognize that? The drugstores that are on a lot of corners
There's
in America.
There's one right down here. Yep.
In 8 different states are going to begin selling CBD, but before we get to that...
Wait, was he suggested suggesting that, because I've heard people say that you're transphobic if you're not attracted to trans people. Is he now suggesting that I was attracted to Arya and that I'm therefore transphobic? Because that sounds like a no-win situation.
I'm not sure. And
I'm not sure you'll ever win it.
I'm so confused. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sure he will call back.
Not tonight.
But CBD, cannabidiol, which is a one of the many components of marijuana, and in hemp.
This is a component that does not get you high.
Yeah, it doesn't. But what it does do for a lot of people, it helps with anxiety. It helps with a number of medical issues. And it hasn't really been regulated. And with the passage of the Farm Act, that horrendous piece of fluff that goes around D.C. every few years, one of the things they did was they legalized hemp, which has definitely pushed more hemp out there to be used for CBD uses. So while in North Texas a store was raided and $50,000 worth of CBD was taken by the police, we also have CVS on the same day coming out saying that they are going to begin selling this in a few stores.
Wow.
This is coming to us from Reason. The rapid social and commercial acceptance of marijuana and marijuana-related products continues apace, with America's largest pharmacy chain announcing it will begin carrying cannabidiol CBD oil.
That's huge. That's huge. I didn't realize they were the largest pharmacy chain. That's amazing.
Yeah, I wasn't. I always kind of picture Walgreens, but that's probably because there's more Walgreens around me.
Yeah.
Curaleaf Holdings, Inc. announced Wednesday that some of its CBD products would be sold at CVS stores in at least 8 states, MarketWatch reported Thursday. In a statement provided to MarketWatch, CVS said it was already selling CBD products in 8 states, Alabama, California, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, and Tennessee.
Hmm.
Recreational marijuana is legal in California and Colorado, while medical marijuana is legal in Illinois and Maryland. And the other 4 states have legalized CBD products that are low in tetrahydrocannabinol, that's THC, that's the stuff that does get you high.
When is the federal government going to finally ease up?
I don't know.
I mean, all this economic activity.
When we pry it from their cold, dead hands.
I think you're right on that one, Rich.
Can't happen soon enough.
855-450-FREE is our number if you'd like to call and join in.
Doesn't look like they'll be dying anytime soon, however.
Sadly, but we can still fight. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically 2 types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Live tonight, like we always are. And we are free because we believe in freedom. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about New Zealand, and we were just starting to talk about CVS, that hometown brand, that what turns out to be the biggest pharmacy chain in the United States, beginning to sell CBD products in their stores in eight different states, which we think is pretty good news. The question Ian posed right before, just a minute or two ago, was, you know, when is the government going to just ease up on everything cannabis? We're seeing all this economic activity in the legal markets, in the auxiliary markets, which I think CBD would be. You know what I mean? It's not pot. Well, it is one of the many chemicals that is in pot.
The thing is, they're going to let go. They're not going to let go of it. They're going to channel it into a cartelized market so that only the members of the club can profit from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. It's a big club, as George Carlin said, and you're not in it.
Absolutely. We're going to go to the phones where we have Matthew listening on TuneIn. He's from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you had a caller earlier, a trans person, who was scared to death of the Nazis owning guns. Do you think this person is aware that the Nazis were the ones who banned guns before they started rounding up people?
Oh, there you go, Matthew, with your logic and details. For what it's worth, we do believe that Gio...
Actually, I got to correct you on one thing, though. It wasn't the Nazis who banned the guns. It was the Weimar Republic that came before the Nazis that banned the guns. So when the Nazis took office, they were already banned.
What the Weimar Republic did was they registered all the guns. So so that when the Nazis took power, they knew where the guns were.
Okay, you may well be right on that. I'll withdraw my objection.
But the hard work was already done.
Well, the hard work was already done. They knew where the guns were. It's kind of interesting because in New Zealand, you know, the prime minister there, the female body part who's in charge of the country, she banned all semi-automatic weapons, but before she was doing this, between the time of the morning after the shooting till like today, everybody in New Zealand was buying up semi-autos. And I was like, I don't know what good this is going to do y'all, because
maybe they're going to fight.
Know who you are, because the gun owners are registered in New Zealand.
Right. That's interesting. Hey, thanks for the call, Matthew. Yeah. I appreciate it. And we're going to stay on the phones. We're going to flip over to Doug from Illinois. He's listening to us on TuneIn. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I pretty much want to comment on the lady that called earlier, too. Look, I don't like Cantwell. I remember him. I've tuned into Free Talk Live for quite a long time. But I have heard him make the remark that, you know, that we're not going to be able to all live together, pretty much being a country, that we no longer share anything in common. You know, at the foundation of the country, it more had been individual liberty, high regard for private property, and we don't have anything to tie America together anymore. And I think that she can prove that point. You know what I mean? She would like, I don't have an issue with her hating white men, but what she would like to do and Antifa would like to do would be they'd like to operate the government and pretty much beat the hell out of white men. You know what I mean?
Right.
Take away every right that we have, and that can be totally wrong. For the fact that me being a white man, I might not agree with her, but I don't want to take away every liberty from her. I don't want to take away her freedom. You know what I mean?
Right.
From people that I don't agree with. But
I understand what you're saying there. I will
fight to the death for her right to be an idiot.
Be fair, there has been some debate in studio as to whether she is playing a character, because I think this person actually calls in and plays
other
characters.
I know that the person has multiple characters, but they could be a multiple personality disorder. I honestly don't know.
But there is some debate as to, I think, how serious she is.
You broke the fourth wall, bro.
Well, but regardless, we don't set up calls here, okay? So we don't know. I mean, we just know this person as a caller. We don't know which personality is the true personality or if any of them are or whatever. So the reality is the caller that... The ideas that caller were presenting are not unfamiliar to many people in this country, and that caller did a good job of presenting those ideas from their perspective.
And whether it's parody or not, those ideas were floated out there.
You hear like government continually talking about, like, you know, they were talking about where they were going to up in Washington about at Capitol Hill about like. They want to do, I don't know what the name would be, not a bill, but they want to do like a bill regarding hate. You know what I mean? And they're not there.
I hate bills like that.
Yeah, we do.
Right, but they're not there to talk about hate. You know what I mean? They're not there to give their opinion on hate. Hate can be a thing that can vary from one individual to another. You know what I mean?
Be whatever they say it is.
You should be allowed to keep your opinion, but until you hurt the liberty or you hurt another individual, you take away their freedom, their liberty, that can be going over the line. That can be what they're there for. They're there to protect individual liberty, not to give their definition of hate. And it can be like people like Antifa, they want to take over the government and they want to operate it like a bat and beat the hell out of white men and people that they don't agree with. You know,
and that's nothing new. We've had politicians that have been trying to tell people how they need to think, and part of that is telling them what they can say.
Right.
And,
by the way, one more thing that I want to get out there real quick. You know, if you people on the left and you Antifa people really, really, you know, want to push white men toward, you know, being radical, that can be the way to do it. For the fact that any group, whether it be brown people, white men, women, are not going to tolerate that forever. You know what I mean? They're not.
I agree. Thanks for the call, Doug.
Well, that's what the government does, and thank you for the call. The government does separate people. The government does turn them against one another, and it benefits from that. it benefits from people being angry at each other, and it wants those divisions to be there, so people will fight over control of the government, and the government is a weapon, and so Antifa trying to wrest control of it isn't any different than the religious right trying to wrest control of the government so they could shove their religion down somebody's throat.
Absolutely.
Socialism is just another religion.
And we're going to stand.
Government's a religion, period.
Absolutely.
True. The most dangerous superstition, Larkin Rose calls.
Great book.
Absolutely.
Actually, Larkin Rose says the most dangerous superstition is the belief in authority. That's what that book is about. Which,
okay,
of course,
yeah,
leads to the state. But it's the whole idea that one person can have some sort of this fantasy concept of authority over other human beings, if indeed we are all born equal and with the same amount of rights.
Absolutely. We're going to stay on the phones. Brody from Utah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, the reason I'm calling is I just want to talk about a pretty touchy subject, I think, for most people, and that's nutrition.
Okay. Touchy?
Okay. Not too touchy to me, but go ahead, please.
So I've been researching nutrition for the last 10 years, trying to figure out what's causing the problems in America and around the world for disease and and being overweight. I've struggled with my weight throughout my life, and I think I finally found the solution, and I just want to get the word out there. And my thoughts are the solution is called a book called The Starch Solution by Dr. John McDougall.
Okay, so why is this the solution when, you know, a zillion other theories have been proffered and some people say diet A works for them but diet X doesn't work for them, while others say diet X works for them but diet A doesn't work for them? Given that people seem to be different chemically in their bodily makeup, why is this the solution?
Well, I mean, from my studies, I mean, I tried the low-carb keto kind of diet. And then that didn't really work out for me. I mean, I did lose weight, but I wasn't very healthy. I wasn't getting enough vegetable in my diet. And so I started doing other research.
How do you know when you don't get enough vegetable?
Yeah, I wasn't getting enough plants in my diet.
Curious.
You can do the keto and probably get enough plants. I just didn't like eating broccoli and cauliflower all the time.
I hear you.
I ended up not eating that much in terms of plants. And so I started to, you know, thinking about, you know, who around the world are seem to be really pretty skinny and in good health. And it just occurred to me, you know, you look at Asians, they are. And I started researching what they eat, and they eat a diet very high in fiber.
That they do. Hey, Brody, thanks for the call.
I don't know if he ever got to his point, but okay.
I don't know either, but he needed more vegetables, so he ate them, which is great advice. Hour number three coming up.
She's happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food. Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.